Thursday afternoon, August 18th, another edition of preseason Open Mac. We've been sporadic with Open Mac, and I'm getting emails, so we're going to talk for a little bit today, so we go on and make this go a little bit longer. But we talked defensive side of the ball last time, and before we move to the offensive side of the ball, talk about the last couple of days of practice, and we had some good weather, and no rain since we talked the last time.
No, hey, we wished it away. Practice has been really, really good, Tom. Really pleased with where we're going and what we're doing. We've been through 12 practices. I like this group. I like the way they're working. You got to get an A every day, so we got to keep it moving forward. And if we can do that, this team will have a chance.
What is your practice schedule for the rest of the week? You know, we have right now, we're taping this just before 1 on Thursday. And then you got Friday, and we talked about a scrimmage on Saturday.
The rest of the week, we got a two-a-day tomorrow. We got to go out and hit it and get it. It's Groundhog Days for these players. Every day,
is it February already?
Yeah, it is. About it. You know, it's to the point where the young guys start hitting a wall, but we got to push them through it, and that's important. We had a good morning practice. Like I told them, this morning's practice was a grinded practice. They said, "What situation we're working on?" I said, "Grindy," and we got through it. I was pleased with them. We got our repetitions in. And then tomorrow we'll have a two-a-day. We'll be out there for a walkthrough at 9:15. Practice start at 9:45. Hit it and get it. Eat a little lunch. Take a little nap. Come back. Walk through at 3:15. Practice at 3:45. And it'll be over at 5:15.
You mentioned the hitting the wall, you know, so to speak. At this point in preseason camp, there's still some bumps and bruises, maybe aches and pains. And it's different. We talk about this, I think, every year. It's different than it used to be. It used to be you went to camp to get into shape and get ready for the season. Now you got to come into camp in shape. But they're almost 2 weeks in now. I don't think it hasn't gotten monotonous yet. But is it, you know, are there some sore bodies out there and you've been hitting for a little while now?
There's no doubt, Tom, there's sore bodies. And this is the only time in our training where we practice in pads like 6 consecutive days. We do it for 3.5 weeks. Then you got your in-season practice mode, but you never have those consecutive days. And really what this time of year, you have to be mentally tough and you have to be able to practice with sore legs and dead legs. There's no one out there that feels good, including coaches. We all hurt at all different levels. When you do it every day, you have to be consistent. And for the youngsters, it's very difficult for the first time to learn to practice with dead legs. They've never had to do it. And they're like, "Oh, what's happening here?" And, you know, it's, "Oh, I've never experienced this," but you have to go out there every day. And this group's done it. We've had very few guys, and any time you go to camp and practice this many days, you're going to have bumps and bangs, and they're not going to be able to practice some days. But the core of the unit's been out there a lot. And I'm quite pleased with that. And because even in spring ball when we do our 50, it's every other day. It's rarely do you go this many days for this many weeks. And that's really why they've changed the rules. With back in the day, you wouldn't go this long in camp. The days would be shorter, so you would have more two-a-days. It would be jammed into a shorter amount of time. Now, this is difficult now, and it's not easy, and it's not for the weak and mild. And we have to constantly watch them, and we have excellent trainers, and we're excited about it, and we just got to keep on going. That's why I said get an A every day. Just because you do good for the first 12, we got to do it the rest of them.
It's not just physical, too. We're talking, you know, I mean, practice is done for today, and it's 1 o'clock, but they're not done.
Heavens, no. Not only, you can ask our coaches, there's very few times where you're sitting down here twiddling your thumbs, and you're the same way as a player. Now, as coaches, you know, the players have to do a lot of mental stuff, obviously during the day and then for our meetings at night. I mean, we don't get done until 10:30 at night. I mean, it's difficult. And for our coaches, that's why everybody gets crabby and cranky and starts yelling at each other. I mean, that's one of the reasons. And you do it every day. It's called sleep deprivation, and you're overtired. But it's a lot of fun. You know, it's always good to get yelled at every now and then. I'm the calmest one out there. I'm the one that doesn't yell the least.
Should we tell everyone that you're laying down on the couch doing this Open Mac right now, getting a quick nap in?
I wish I was. I've cut back on my caffeine. I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm excited. I'm re-energized and ready to rock and roll.
The water's a key factor, especially when you get used to it. If it's not like you know, six, you know, they say eight, what is it, eight glasses of water a day you're supposed to drink? Like, that's legit. I mean,
it is. Hey.
It can't be Diet Cokes all the time and coffee and...
No, that's what I was doing for the last 5 years, drinking Diet Cokes and coffee all day. You know, 10, 15 cups of coffee and eight Diet Cokes in a day. That's not real healthy.
I can laugh because I used to be on the same kind of habit, just with not Diet Cokes when it was, you know, we were spending $6 a day on the machine upstairs and, you know, going home shaking as you're driving home because you had so much caffeine during the day. Let's get to the position aspect of today. We're going to move to the offensive side of the ball and move to the offensive line. Some spots to fill. I've seen Mike Allison more in the last 2 weeks. Then I see he came and had lunch the other day. He sat in the office and he had lunch with us. But he's working right next door at Stanley. Great job at Stanley. And he stops by. He got his new T-shirt. He's all excited to go to his first game and be a fan. But we got his spot to fill, the center position to fill. Talk about the offensive line and where you stand right now.
Well, for Mike's position, we got a competition between Dave Sebilia from Waterford, Connecticut, and He's done really, really well so far. I'm really, really pleased with how he's attacked it and what he's done to improve. And then we got Taylor Fuller from Stafford Brunel. They're in a tight competition. And then behind them, we got a young freshman who's got a lot of ability and will be a very good football player here, Kyle Bryant from Hall High School. Really pleased with them. So that's where we're at with that position. At center, it's Dwayne Dawkins. He was Chris Dennison's backup last year. He was a sixth lineman, played a lot of guard. Didn't play much center, but he practiced a lot at center. And Dwayne will be the center. And Blaze Rosati, a young freshman from Avon Old Farms, will be his backup. And Blaze has got a ton of talent, and I feel really good about Blaze. Then at left tackle, you got Casey Ryan, the returner. And then Devon Dixon is a young man who's really, really gotten better over the years. And Devon's to the point now where he can play in a game. He'd been a backup, but he's really developed and worked extremely hard. He's from Springfield, Mass., and I feel really good about him. And Casey's up there in Loudonberry, New Hampshire, and Casey's just been a stud for us. I just love his work ethic, and he never says boo-hiss, Tom. You can sit there and talk to him, and he just shakes his head, yes, sir, yes, sir, and does it. And then at left guard, you got Garth Harrison from Stamford, Connecticut, went to West Hill High School. And then his backup right now is Kevin Harrigan, who's a freshman down there in Fairfield, Notre Dame. He's from Fairfield, went to Notre Dame High School down there. And Dwayne Christie from Bridgeport Central is playing that position, and he's done quite well. And over there at the other guard, we got the all-conference player, Brendan Brackett, pleased with him. And he's from out there in Brooklyn, New York, or Brooklyn, Connecticut. And what's that town he's from? It starts with a G. I'm quizzing you. You're failing the quiz. What high school? He went to. I can't get it out.
You can move on.
I can go on to the next one. He's from Brooklyn, Connecticut. And then Chris Patterson's from Xavier. And Chris has had a great camp. And then the last but not least, lineman Jason Thompson from Long Island, New York, has done well. And I have to give a call out to Chris. He's done extremely well. Griswold, that's where Brendan's from. Griswold, I got it.
And how about the number of Connecticut kids on that offensive line?
Well, it's like Canadian League football. We recruit our linemen from Connecticut, and in Canadian League football, all the linemen are from Canada. And, they're the tough guys, and they're the root of this team, and I'm quite pleased with them. I'm quite proud of them. And the kids always come up. You always talk about the Connecticut kids, and we got a lot of them. But I have to always be proud of all our players, and we're pretty well rounded.
It's nice to know that they listen.
Yeah,
they do open back.
They do. They listen. Believe me, if I miss one, you know. In fact, on the last one, I was supposed to say DeAndre Price, and I called him Deshaun Price, and I got to correct that. It's DeAndre Price, left corner from Washington, D.C.
It's his job to make sure that you know his name, right?
It is.
So that you never make that mistake again.
Well, the fact of the matter that I'm dyslexic and I see things and talk things backwards at times, I have to practice it.
So Allison and Dennison gone, but the people that are taking that spot, those spots, have experience. I mean, you're not playing, you didn't play five offensive linemen last year, and you know, you have to fill two spots that people have never played before. This is a good solid, experienced offensive line.
No doubt. We're way ahead of where we were last year. Last year we had a lot of newbies in there. You know, Chris Dennison had never really played a snap here. And, I mean, Casey Ryan's got over 1,000 ball plays under his belt. Garth Harrison has over 1,000 ball plays. Dwayne Dawkins played at least 400 plays last year under his belt. Brennan Brackett probably has 1,400 plays under his belt. And then the other guys have been in the program. It's time for them to step up. The Dave Sebelius, Taylor Fullers, Chris Patterson. It's their time now. Devon Dixon. And then the freshman piece in there. And we always say, at this level, if we got 8 linemen ready to play in a game, we're in good shape. And then the other ones you got to develop, and they got to come with their time. But I really feel good about Blaise Rosati. He's had a great camp. Coach Stowers has done a very good job with him. For that matter, that whole group has really, really tried hard. And that's why I think we have a very good chance to continue our success on offense because of the line.
Well, and this is where, in your 5 seasons, where the bread has been buttered, for lack of a better term, because you've led the conference in rushing in 5 years. You've led the conference in total offense in 4 out of 5 years. You've been nationally ranked in rushing each of your 5 years. So, and this is where you control the football and you say you don't make mistakes. And it starts with those 5 guys up front.
No doubt, Tom, no doubt. And I'm proud of them. You're right. And that's how you win championships. I believe that in Northeast football, for that matter, any football, you win up front. I mean, you got to have the skill players. You know, you want to be as well-rounded. But it's like having a big man in basketball. I mean, you got to have a point guard and a big man. If you don't, you know, there's other things you got to do. And the same thing here in this thing. You got to, if you're not very good up front, you're not going to win many games.
All right. So today's Thursday. Tomorrow you have doubles. We will try to get an open mac in. If the schedules can match up together, we will make an attempt to do that. If not, we'll do our next one on Monday. But we wish you good luck the rest of the day today and tomorrow and the scrimmage on Saturday, and we will talk to you soon.
Fire up, baby.